Shanti. Good morning. The blessing of 9th of January. May you always be happy-hearted and stay beyond any questions of why and what by becoming an embodiment of attainments. May you always be happy-hearted and stay beyond any questions of why and what by becoming an embodiment of attainments. Souls who are complete and embodiments of attainment can never have any type of question about anything. The personality of happiness will be visible on their faces and in their activity. The personality of happiness will be visible on their faces and in their activity. This is called contentment. If there is less happiness, the reason for that is a lack of some attainment. And the reason for a lack of some attainment is one or another desire. Having many subtle desires takes you towards some lack of attainments. Having many subtle desires takes you towards some lack of attainments. Therefore, put aside temporary desires. Become embodiments of attainment, and you will always remain happy-hearted. So, are we eating the happy heart toli that Baba is giving us today? Are we happy when we look at every scene of the drama? Or do we wish, I wish this person would act a bit differently. I wish the set, right, this world stage and the events that are happening, I wish they were a bit better, harmonious, tidier. I wish. So what does that mean, to wish? It means to not be happy with what is going on in this moment. Not content. If it were different, then maybe I would be content. Maybe I could be content. I should be content and happy. So the moment we want something different, it means we have given birth to a desire. And Baba says these subtle desires take you away towards some lack of attainment. Right, which means literally no attainment, not worth much after all the effort. So there's a story of a man who was in search for happiness. He had a lot of things, but he said, I want the ultimate key to happiness. So he went to this guru and he said, Guru, please give me something that will make me peaceful and happy. I have many things, but I need that inner peace. So the guru said, okay, you go over there, you see that tree. Under the tree, there is a stone. And if you like it, you can take it and it's yours. So he said, really? He said, yeah, go, take it. So he went and it was not an ordinary stone. It was a huge diamond. Big stone. And he went back to the guru so delighted and he said, really? This is mine? You're giving this to me? And the guru said, yeah, it's yours. Take it. Maybe this will make you happy. So he took it and as he started walking home, he thought, maybe I should just hide it under my coat in case somebody sees me and they might steal it from me. So he tucked it under his coat, he started getting home, and just before entering the house, he had a second thought. He thought, I better not tell my wife because she gossips a lot with the ladies next door and she shouldn't know that I have this diamond. So again, he hides it from her, he gets in the house and he puts it somewhere very safe. And now he's thinking, great, you know, I have something, I'm so happy. Next day he goes to work, and when he's at work, what is he thinking about? He's thinking about this diamond. Oh, I hope my wife doesn't find it. I hope The cleaning lady doesn't find it. I hope nobody steals it. And while he's at work, all he's thinking about is this diamond and protecting it and keeping it safe. He goes back home every night, and what does he do? He checks that same spot to make sure that it's still there. And when it's still there, he takes a big sigh and he says, "Ah, great, it's still there." So every day this happens, and then, you know, more and more he realizes that the diamond is just pulling his intellect and causing so much stress, until he gets tired of trying to protect this, because now he can't use it, he can't show it, he can't reveal it, and he's a bit tired. So he goes back to the guru and says, "You know what? You can have this back. I had peace of mind. I had happiness." And he gives it back to the guru. The guru says, "Okay, very good. Now go and put it back under that tree." So the guru could then use it to teach somebody else the lesson. So isn't this the case, that we have everything and yet we're always looking for something else out there? And today's blessing is such a deep blessing, because Baba's telling us that the secret to our happiness is not to ask why. He said in the past in Abhyat Murlis that when we ask why, we actually cry, we do not fly. When I ask why, that discontentment is deeply connected to a desire for something which actually leads me to sorrow. Right? The desire to have something different from what is happening right now will actually give me sorrow, because I'm not accepting, I'm resisting. And I'm forever looking at the glass half empty and not full, when in fact the glass itself can be filled, and Baba's knowledge, Baba's love can fill that glass. So imagine we tilled the soil, we watered it daily, we kept a vigilant eye on the crop every day, but then what we reaped was literally nothing. What's the feeling at that moment? Not very happy. Then we look over to the neighbor's farm and we see, wow, how green and lush their crops are, and we get jealous. I wish mine were the same. So Baba is saying, why does this happen? Why is it that I'm doing all the work and it's not, you know, I'm not reaping the result? Baba also said that it has to be a personality of happiness. Baba didn't say jump up and down every time something good happens, but there needs to be a natural flow of happiness through my veins. It has to be in my blood. And this happiness comes from an innate kushi, an innate contentment, innate acceptance of everything that's happening around me. So I need to get more and more content with the drama, not more and more disappointed from it. When I get disappointed, that's when I start taking sorrow. So of course Maya doesn't like her customers being joyful, so she will do everything to ensure that people stay sad and unhappy. That's how her kingdom grows, and she's going to put up a fight to make sure that her kingdom does not get taken over with happiness. So what was our first downfall from the Silver Age into the Copper Age? It was this feeling of, I like this, right? Achcha lagta hai. And Baba has said in the Murlis, achcha leads to icha. So when I fell into body consciousness, I started seeing the body and all its paraphernalia, what they're wearing, what they look like, what they have, what they're doing. Instead of the soul, my attention went to everything else. And that's when I started saying, I like this, which means I have to have it. There is a direct connection between I like it and I'm driven to have it. And it's so well depicted in the Ramayana with Ravan kidnapping Sita. He liked her, and thus, what did he do? He had to have her. And he went to all lengths to get her. So any time we like something, right? Achcha lagta hai, we can't just leave it at that. No, the soul is not satiated till it gets what it wants. And then this is what makes us lose our peace, like with the diamond. Until he got what he wanted, he was not at peace until he realized that he actually had it inside of him already. So let us check our desires. What desires do we have? And it could also be subtle. Sometimes we think as yogis we've given up everything. We need attention, we need respect, we need love. These are all subtle desires as well. Desire leads to greed, which means I want it. Greed leads to attachment, right? Now I really want it. In other words, I'm attached to the idea. I'll do anything to get it. Attachment leads to anger, because now that I realize I can't have it, so I get mad. And it's like a baby who wants his milk. And first he cries softly, right? When he wants his needs met. But then when he can't get it, then he cries so madly. So as adults, we repeat those patterns to get what we want. And then anger leads to lust, which is an uncontrollable craving. I have to have it. And lust leads to ego. I will have it. If not me, then who? I'm the one. I will show that I can have it. So we can see that the root of all these vices is desire, is I want, I have to have. And any time I'm pulled to something out there, then that means I'm not happy with what is inside here. Any attention I give to something out there, outside of me, means there is less attention for me inside. There's less appreciation for what I have inside of me here. And two swords cannot fit into one sheath, right? One cover. Two swords cannot fit into one cover. So in other words, either my attention is out there or my attention is with Baba. If ever I'm discontent, then I have to keep fixing me. One of the things that has helped me a lot in my life is to keep turning the mirror onto myself. If anything happens that is not nice, instead of showing someone else the mirror and saying, see, you should change, you could do this better, you did it like this, see, you were like that. Let me take that opportunity to look at my 50%, let me own my 50%, and then see where it is I could improve. In this way, I learn, right? I'm the one that learns, I grow, I become greater as a result of the situation. If I'm trying to teach the other and trying to change them, then yes, they might learn, they might change, and then they have got the benefit of it. So yes, let me learn, let me change. The only way to let go and move on from a situation is when you see how you have taken positive benefit from it. If you are forever feeling the pain of the loss, you will not be able to forgive and move on. So when I can see how I have fared better from the situation, then I'm able to let go. In fact, I will be thankful to them and the situation. So Baba would often say about drama that drama is Baba's child. So Baba would say that, are you complaining about my bachi? My child, the drama, right? If we got upset with the drama, Baba would say, don't complain about my child. So now when I find myself saying why, I need to say why not, right? That makes me more empowered. I have to teach myself. I have to talk to myself and say, yes, why not? Why it can't be like that? So there's a story of a man and his wife. They lived in a small village. He had a son and a horse and a small house. And of course they lived happily ever after. One day the horse ran away and all the village people came to cry with him and said, ah, see, such bad luck. And the old man said, good luck, bad luck, who knows? Then a few days later the horse returned with a herd of other horses. And horses normally travel in herds. So again, the townspeople came together to rejoice and said, oh, you're so lucky. And the old man said, good luck, bad luck, who knows? Then as the son was training the horses, he fell and broke his leg. And again the village people came and said, oh, such bad luck. Now the wise man replied, good luck, bad luck, who knows? Then the war broke out and the king ordered all the able men to go and fight the war. And because his son had a broken leg, he was saved from going to battle. So once again, good luck, bad luck, who knows? This is why we need total acceptance of the drama. Because everything, Baba is saying, everything in the drama is accurate. And we see this now, right? Many times we see that things that happen, later we're able to say, ah, see, there was benefit in the drama. And there is benefit in the drama. Normally, on hindsight, we say, ah, there was benefit. But I think the power lies in saying beforehand that there is benefit in the drama. Because we need the shanti, you know, the peace, the calm, everything beforehand, not after the fact. So if we can realize that, yes, everything is happening for a reason, and not to ask the questions. Baba says when you ask cue, then there's a cue of questions. And it's true, it's never just one question, is it? It's always more than one. And there's never an end to why. When you keep asking why, you know, why Brahma Baba? Why he came in India? Why 5,000 years? Why? There's never an end to why. There's not an answer to why. There's always more questions arising from why. So really, the more yoga we have, the more we want to stay in yoga. And it's just like food and sleep, right? The more we eat, the more we want to eat. The less we eat, the less we want to eat. The more we sleep, the more we want to sleep. And so in this way, the more yoga we have, the more we feel the pull. And then we wonder actually, you know, how we were managing on just half an hour or 1 hour of yoga a day. So really our attention needs to be more and more on appreciation, acceptance of the drama. And this is the only way to stay happy and happy-hearted. Baba saying that your face and your activity should reveal the personality of happiness. And isn't this what does the service? Right, we are the messengers. It's not just the knowledge. If your words and your activity and your face do not match, then nobody will believe what you're saying. So when we talk about peace, when we talk about contentment, happiness, all this needs to be revealed from our face. Right, Baba said, chehra and chalan, your face and your activity. And this is called contentment. So wishing you all a very contented day today. And maybe we'll just close with a few moments of meditation. So once again, just sit comfortably and just turn the mind inwardly. And what I'd like us to do today is really to check our treasure store. And Baba has given each one so much in terms of blessings, fortune, powers, virtues, qualities, skills, and a divine intellect. A divine intellect in which to choose how to make my fortune. So just sit for a moment now to appreciate your blessings. And just say to yourself inside that I'm so lucky, I'm so grateful, I'm so abundant. I have everything inside of me. And Baba is the one that is filling me up with all attainments, the temporary attainments do not compare to the attainments that Baba is giving me. And the heart becomes full. And the heart becomes a happy heart, a contented heart. There's nowhere else I want to be. There's nothing else I want to be doing. This is real devotion, devoted to one. Baba is my one strength and one support. I turn to him in times of need, and he always provides. And now, when I will enter the drama once again, I will look at every scene as a detached observer and really just appreciate this beautiful variety drama. I don't want anything different. Everything is absolutely perfect. And it's making me stronger and bolder. And I'm so grateful. Thank you, Baba. Thank you, drama. Om Shanti.